13 minutes after 9 o'clock here on WPHM on a finally Friday morning, getting young kids to connect with older adults. Really beneficial for both kids and adults, and that's the focus of an essay contest again this year at Marwood Nursing and Rehab. Suzanne Jackson is here to tell us all about it. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning.
This is such a fun way to get kids thinking about their favorite older person, isn't it?
It is. Our residents love this. We were talking, this is one that's sponsored by our residents at Marwood. They pay for the money that goes to the winnings, and they do all the judging, and they just really love connecting with community and with the kids this way.
Yeah, I bet they do. I mean, some of them have grandkids that come and visit or family. Some of them don't, though, and just any kids that can come and visit Marwood, they appreciate seeing, don't they?
They do, yes. The energy that the kids bring in is just fun to watch.
Yeah, and it really brightens up the day for for an older person. So tell us about the essay contest.
So we've been doing this for quite a while, and the idea is to connect kids with seniors in their lives. And so it can be a grandparent, it can be a neighbor, it can be somebody at their church or somebody at their school. What we really want to do is nourish those relationships. And so we invite them to write about their best older friend. It has to be somebody that's at least 65. And this year we're mixing up a little bit. Our theme for National Nursing Home Week is Spirit of America. That's the national way that we're celebrating nursing homes. And so we're tying that into our essays this way and asking the kids to write about how they see the spirit of America in their best older friend.
What a great idea, because and especially kids that maybe know a veteran, somebody that they know in their life as a veteran. Would be
yes,
great,
or even like the veterans' wives had a big role in there. But there's a lot of history, even just talking to our residents in the nursing home and hearing how they impacted their community and how they helped build Port Huron into a stronger community.
The residents enjoy reading these essays too, don't they?
They do. They are the ones that judge all the essays that come through. And so we have residents that were former school teachers. So sometimes when they read it, they're looking for that grammar and how they write it. But just reading the stories.
And do you go into the schools and ask teachers to assign this to their students? Or?
Well, technology is a beautiful thing. And so the internet is a great way that we've been sending it out to the teachers to try to connect with them and encourage them to or invite them to encourage their students to write these essays. It doesn't have to be through the school. We've had some homeschooled kids that have done it. We've had some parents that just encourage their kids, and we appreciate all those essays.
What age students are you looking for, and what's the deadline to submit?
So the kids have to be in a St. Clair County school, first through fifth grade. So we have one winner for each grade, and they have to submit those by April 17th. So Monday, April 17th, they can be emailed to us, they can be faxed to us, they can be dropped off at our nursing home.
Okay, very good. And if people want more details about this, where can they go?
You can go to our website, mclaren.org/Marwood, and it has all the details on there as well.
Okay, good stuff. Suzanne, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much.